Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can. Okay. Yeah. What's going on?
I was hacking into your computer then.
All right, hold on. Right, okay. I'm just taking my sweater off. I've gone hot again.
Oh.
I just ate some food I cooked yesterday. I heated up chicken cacciatore on Monday or something, and I now feel kind of sick and kind of funny. I must admit. Oh. Never mind. Oh, gosh.
I had a chicken chasseur last night.
It was similar to that, but I put far too much garlic in. I'm going to...
Oh, dear.
Right. Am I on the right mics?
Yeah, I've done all that for you now.
All right, okay. Oh, God. Anything else to say?
Well, I'm sure there's lots to say. Did you get the running order?
Yeah, where is it? Studio phone, James. Phone around noon. All right. Yeah. Good, yeah. I think I've put the heating on and I've just gone all funny.
It's a bit grey outside.
Yeah, I've got this rash on my neck now. For sort of just felt like a mosquito bite. And I've seen a couple in the house. And it sort of spread like a rash now. It's difficult to see the back of your neck, but it's itchy like a bite. But there we are.
It's definitely an insect bite then.
I don't know. I'll put some sort of bite cream on it later or something.
Is that why you've been consuming garlic?
Huh, no. Oh, I didn't have it. I just got it last night. Or it just came up last night.
Well, it's either you got an insect bite or a vampire's been visiting you at night time.
Yeah. Well, or a rash of some sort.
A rash.
Yeah. Well, I'm not feeling too good now. Another 3 weeks of this, I'm really not feeling too good.
I think yesterday was my lowest day.
Why? You got a family.
I got a bill given to me yesterday.
For what?
I won't go into it, obviously, but it was a bill for something I think is unjustified.
Oh, you've been speeding again?
No. It was a bill for services, and it was increased due to the outbreak, obviously, of the virus.
Yeah. What services?
I can't really say, really.
Why not?
Well, because it would be unfair.
On who?
On the person that sent me the bill, I suppose.
Oh.
Just disappointed.
When you say services, you didn't mean sort of gas, electricity and that sort
of
thing.
No. I mean, it's something to do with the business, but it was something that I normally pay for anyway, but it was like three times the amount. And it was like, but you haven't done anything different or very little different. What did they say? Well, they've been putting themselves at risk, blah, 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 you know.
Doing what?
Typing stuff into a calculator.
That can't put you at risk. Tell them to fuck off. And tell them if they don't fuck off, you're going to talk about them.
It's difficult because, like, they're supposed to be a mate.
I'll ring him up if you want.
That's okay. I'll just pay the bill and won't speak to him again.
Well, you could do that. But I think you should let him know how annoyed you are.
Oh, I did. I sent him a text.
Yeah.
And I left it at that.
I'm going to be guessing about it. I mean, why don't you just tell me?
It's a company that does a service for us every month. And some people will guess what I'm talking about, but I don't want to give too much of it because it's not really fair. And I'm never going to mention the name or whatever. But a mate of mine works for this company. And every month they do this service for us. Bang, bang, bang. They press the enter key, I don't know, 20 times. And it's a fixed monthly fee. In my mind, it's expensive anyway, and we're paying way over the odds for what we actually get. But that's fine. It's business. It doesn't matter. I'd rather give them the business than pay cheaper and get it done elsewhere or even do it myself. But what's happened is, because of the lockdown and all the rest of it and a few things have changed, the way that you do this process has changed slightly. And they've had to go away and do a bit of research. And they've sent me a bill for doing this research. Now, the bill is three times the amount that I would normally pay almost every month. Bear in mind that this company themselves had to do the research, regardless of whether any of their clients or customers require it, they have to do that research in order for themselves to survive. And what they've done is said, well, this has taken a bit of our time, so let's send all our customers a bill for this research. Research like this, in my mind, is something that should just be organic. It just happens. If suddenly the government changes the way that they do certain things, you adapt as a business. And that's, if I'm paying a monthly fee, that's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for you to keep on top of things and adapt and adjust and bill me fairly. And I just feel that I've been unfairly billed, and annoyingly, a mate of mine has sent me the bill. So I'm in a tricky situation, really.
Mm.
And I'm very depressed.
Well, it sounds like he's not really a mate, just being friendly to you because you're a client.
Just feel really depressed and let down.
Do you? Oh, don't feel depressed and let down, for goodness sake. You know, you've got to get rid of a few friends every now and then, otherwise you've got no space for new ones. Oh, God, hang on just a minute. Hang on. Hello?
Hey, buddy, can you speak?
Probably. What's it about?
It's just saying hello.
Oh, well, hello.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
Yeah, I'm just recording my podcast.
Oh, so sorry.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
You can be in it.
Actually, I just came out of a photo shoot. The group of Bodies, they're producing by Sunday. They would have completed 3,500 face visors for the NHS.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
It's very good.
Very good, yeah.
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 So I'm just doing the edit now, and just took a slight break to say hello to you. That's it.
Well, let's talk a little later about that. I might be able to do that on the radio show, too.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Cool. All righty.
Talk to you later.
Alligator.
Bye, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
That's one of my friends.
See, you've got friends.
Yeah, I've got a friend. That's Chris. He's a Canadian photographer. I've known him for years. We shoot bows and arrows together when you're able to.
Chris Bissell.
Mm. How did you know that?
Well, A, he's been on the show before, and B, I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody wants to see what he does, go on Instagram or Twitter or any of those sites. And his website, Chris Bissell, can't remember what the rest of it is.
.co.uk.
Yeah. He's done some wonderful photographs. Wonderful photographs. Very artistic. But he lives on a boat as well.
Yeah, canal boat, yeah.
Yeah. Which he loves. He's been living there for 4 years, decided to sell his flat and house and everything else, and lives on a canal boat in London. He bought the boat for 60 grand, which is not real. You couldn't buy anywhere to live in London for 60 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And the mooring fees are £700 a month, and you couldn't find anywhere to rent for £700 a month, could you?
Not really, no.
No. And he's at Canary Wharf, so he's right in the middle. And that includes your electricity and water.
That sounds like a bargain.
It is, really. And his canal boat is it's a Dutch barge, actually. So it's slightly bigger than a narrow boat. And it's got bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, living room, and all the decks upstairs.
Security for me would be the issue.
Why?
Well, I'd have a lot of computer gear and music gear and stuff, and I'd just be a bit sort of...
There's a bloke who lives on a much bigger barge opposite him. I mean, huge, two floors. And he's some sort of computer whiz kid, and he's got all his stuff in there. You've got to remember, the security is fine. You can't get in unless you have a key and you have a reason to get in. The marina is completely locked up. Nobody can walk into it.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm slightly convinced. Does he want a new neighbour?
Why, is it that bad? You've got to get away from the wife.
Yesterday I was feeling like just quitting and just giving up. It really pissed me off.
Why? What happened?
Well, it was just this bill. I mean, it's a measly amount of money, really, considering
how much money is it for?
It's just around £100.
That's hardly worth all this aggravation for £100, is it?
No, but it's got the feeling of, you know, when you walk into a shop and, you know, a loo roll is now £70 a roll. And it's like, really? are you really going to be sending me this bill?
Mm.
So it's really pissed me off.
Oh. And you've told him that, have you?
I told him, what did I say? I'll tell you my exact wordings.
Oh, you've written them down. I mean, what? Have you told him face to face?
No, he did volunteer to have a chat face to face when it was all done and dusted. I just said, re-last email, just letting you know I'm not at all impressed, and I have a feeling I won't be the only one, because obviously it's a bill that's gone out to every one of their clients, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, that's a good point, because presumably he is working from home.
Or going into his office, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
No, I suppose not. Strange amount to get worked up to that extent and be very depressed over, isn't it?
It's not the figure. I'm not bothered about the figure. Oh. He can have the figure. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, if that's what, you know, you want, you know, just ask me for more. If you're desperate, if your business is going under, you know, your company's on its knees, ask me for help and I'll give it to you. But don't send me a long worded email that's just full of bullshit.
I'll remember that. Oh, dear. I've got a headache as well. You know, sometimes I get headaches from since we've... It's 5 weeks for me.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you've been a lot longer. You went into lockdown way... Oh, God, crikey. That I can't do it in a fight. I'm okay, because obviously every now and again I go to work to catch up on work and help people out remotely. So I get out of the house. But it is driving me mad. Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm... You know, I've got my dogs, haven't we? And we've got a large garden to wander around, so it's not too bad. And then I've got my program in the evenings. But it's the little things, I'll tell you what I miss, is just having somebody there to turn around with and say, gosh, how's it going today? What have you been up to? I mean, I have mates I talk to on the phone like that and text like that and do all the other stuff. But it's not like having an actual human being there. And how people... manage to get on if they are either with a family or even on their own in a small flat. I have no idea.
Oh, that would drive me mad.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot of people coming out of this very psychologically damaged.
I think I'm already there. Crikey.
Well, I mean, if I'm not being rude, but I think you've been there for quite some time.
Maybe.
I'm drinking very strange, oh dear, very strong black coffee. I shouldn't be really, should I?
No wonder you're having all these dreams.
Well, I'm not having, I haven't had any for a few days.
Well, have you eased up on the caffeine intake then?
Yeah, I'm not drinking quite as much. I've been drinking decaf, but I've gone back to the hard stuff.
That's why you're having all these dreams.
Yeah, probably. And come on, world, we've got to pull together. We've got to put a brave face on it. We've got to stare adversity in the eyes.
Is it, who said that?
I don't know, but it just came to me.
Well, then you said it, then.
Yeah, well, I think I did. Actually, the lilac tree, of course, which I cut down dramatically last year, outside the window where I do this from, is white. Not lilac coloured, it's a white lilac. And it's quite an old one, so I cut it almost down to the stump. And it's grown enormously, and it's flowering.
It is that time of year.
Somebody said to me, oh, you've cut it too short, and never come back. I mean, it's come back more of a bush than a tree, which is fine.
I like turning bushes into trees.
Yeah, you could do that. I could do that, couldn't I? I could just leave one. But it's come out with quite a lot of... stems, and most of them are flowering, so that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, I like to get rid of the neighbours, grow big trees.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a forest.
You don't speak to any of your neighbours?
I know, I've got lots of trees.
I think you should seriously think about moving to the barge.
I think so. Does Chris Bissell want to sell his barge?
No. He thought it was only going to be an interim thing, and he wasn't going to be there long, but he's been there 5 years now, and he says he loves it. And every year in the summer, I say, come on, let's take a trip somewhere. No, just up the river, maybe round to South End, or I don't know, just a little trip. And he keeps saying, yeah, we will, man, yeah. But I don't think he knows how to drive it.
Maybe it's like Port Merion, where the barge is actually just concreted to the ground and it can't actually go anywhere.
No, I can assure you not, because he has to turn the engine on every now and then just to keep it going.
What, he just sort of turns it on and leaves the propeller off?
No, he turns it on with the propeller on, leaves it running for a couple of hours.
Doesn't it move?
Not if it's not in gear, no.
Of course, yeah.
And at the marina, they have a chap who does everything, all the sort of DIY, if you need anything doing of that. And he has a full license, part whatever, to get them out and go. And he keeps saying to him, come on, we need to give it a run. It's good for it.
Don't you have to take them out of the water and paint them every now and again?
Yeah, I think you do, and I think he's probably due for that in the next year or so. And he said he's going to. He goes to Canada quite a lot, so I imagine he'll probably do it when he goes to Canada.
I'll put an offer in for his barge after he's painted it.
After he's painted it. It looks really nice on top.
So I'm not going to buy a barge and then realise a few months later it needs painting.
Yeah. You'd buy it and then not do anything with it.
Oh, yeah, I'd literally live in it until it sank.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, that seems a bit strange to be. You wouldn't have it painted?
No, I'd get it. I'd let him paint it, then sell it to me, then I'd live in it, push it for as long as I can, like 8-9 years, and let it sink, and then buy another one for 60,000.
Well, no, the price has gone up a lot since he bought his 5 years ago. I mean, a lot of people have done that now. I mean, there's some quite famous people around where he's living.
Yeah, but I wouldn't buy a barge from around there. I'd buy a barge and ship it in.
Well, yeah, you can do that. In fact, I think his was shipped in when he bought it. But it's first of all finding a moron, a mooring, not a moron. Oh, dear.
That'll be me.
A friend of mine, Timmy, sent me a really funny song the other day. See if I can. Listen, maybe you can help me with this. When I go into my messages, right?
Yeah.
My mate Mike from Chicago sent me a funny little video as well. Mm-hmm. And I can't get rid of the sound. So if I just press, I'm going to press now, messages, listen, and go in to have a look at messages. Do you know what that is?
It's an advert for an apple.
Oh, it's a bottle of wine.
All right, okay.
Yeah. But since I logged on and watched it and then got rid of it, I can't get rid of the sound. It keeps playing when I go to messages.
Oh.
So how do I do that?
Well, you could delete the message, can't you?
I've done that.
Well, then double tap and swipe up, but you can't double tap. You know, swipe the application away, and it'll restart anew.
But I've deleted it.
It's still playing, not in Messenger. It's playing in something else, isn't it?
Well, I don't know where the bloody hell is, whatever you said, but I can't get rid of it.
Okay, well, I'll have a look after.
Isolation!
You'll have to move your phone slightly, because it's farting down there.
Oh, okay, there you go. Oh, coffee. So anyway, what are we going to talk about? Anything today? We're doing another... Oh, dear. I mean, what more can be said about this thing?
Oh, the virus?
Yeah, I mean, what more can anybody say about it than has been said? We're doing what we're told. Let's hope that's the right thing to do. We're going to come out of it, all of us, hopefully, intact. Well, some of us. And we're going to find that the country's gone into a deep recession.
Well, there's going to be a huge bounce back, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people who have been saved, if you like, by the government help for the moment, a lot of those businesses might have had some money. But it might not be enough to save them, and they might all close down. What happens if you're furloughed by a company? that was doing okay, but it actually goes broke after another few weeks because there's no money coming in. And they go broke. Do they still, the people who used to work for them, still get furloughed? I don't think so.
Would have had the money up to that point, theoretically, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then they would have to then obviously sign on then.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of these companies are going out of business, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's, I think, partly to blame with the government for not sorting things out properly.
Well, I'm sure they're trying their hardest. I mean, I get a bit fed up with that sort of chat, I'm afraid to tell you, Robert. Because, you know, if anybody really thinks, any government of any persuasion that is doing something that people don't like and is going to ruin lives and everything else, they think they're doing that on purpose. They're very much mistaken. Nobody would.
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy with the way things are at the moment, but I'm saying that they could at this stage at least be easing things and making things a lot easier for people and businesses. Simple things.
Well, I tend to agree with that, but they're being told by their scientific advisors not to. And if they were to suddenly go against the scientific advisors, you begin to say, well, what's all this? Why have we been cooped up like this for so long?
Yeah, but as we know, scientific advisors' advice changes all the time.
Yeah. I'm doing, on the program tonight, on Talk Radio Show tonight, I'm doing, what do you do to get a haircut?
I'm quite lucky.
Why?
Well, I just have one of those handheld buzz things that you just stick on your head and it's sort of measured to a specific size.
Yeah, so do I. Or I have a razor, whichever's easiest. I met some people very worried about their lovely hair. I didn't know they even worried about that sort of thing. I haven't shaved for a while. My beard, my goatee beard bit and the bit along the sides is growing enormously long. I can't let it grow on my neck. It just annoys me, so I have to shave that bit.
You're not going out anywhere, really, to have a drink with friends and socialise, so it doesn't really matter what your hair looks like.
I've left it. I mean, I haven't changed my bedding for the last 4 weeks.
That'd be too early anyway.
Would it?
Yeah.
Well, I usually do it once a month, but I couldn't be bothered.
Oh. You can still
what
buy...
What if I've got... One of my dogs has got fleas, and that's what's bitten me on the back of the neck. Oh. Actually, if I go... I'll go to the chemist tomorrow or something and... ask the pharmacist. That would be the thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, see, there's an example. But then again, you can't avoid it, though. But the dodgiest place to go to would probably be the chemist.
No, why?
Well, only sick people go to the chemist, don't they?
No, I think, you know, they will probably... Anyway, the chemist I go to only allows one person in at a time.
Yeah.
So, don't touch anything.
And that's how it should be for all small independent retailers.
Well, it is for most, yeah.
Only if you're selling food. I mean, if I decided to buy, I don't know, 20 boxes of Mars bars from Amazon, technically I could open my shop.
Yeah.
But that'd be stupid. But I should be able to still service people's equipment that are working from home. They should be able to sort of open the door and say, I've got a laptop, it's faulty, I need it to work from home. But at the moment, I can't. I have to say, I'm sorry, we're closed.
Why?
Because that's the law.
But you could do it from home.
I can't fix someone's laptop who's smashed the screen or spilt something over their keyboard.
Oh, no, no.
I can fix the, you know, if they've got a virus or whatever. I've been doing quite a lot of that. But I can't give support to the people that need their IT equipment fixed.
Mm. Well, that's ridiculous, because that's quite important to a lot of people. It means a lot of people won't be able to work from home.
Well, I've phoned Train Standards, I've phoned the Welsh Assembly, and I've asked, and apparently I'm not an essential key worker.
Well, argue against it.
Well, who am I?
I'm ring only... up your local MP. Who's that?
Actually, my local MP is quite good, actually. But, yeah.
Well, ring him or her up and say, look, I've got a lot of my customers wanting me to fix their problems with their computers and stuff, and I could quite easily do it. They could bring it to the door or something.
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting at. So because they've introduced just food only and prescriptions and DIY.
Yeah.
I'm exempt. I'm sorry.
Why
I'm not
DIY?
Well, because the argument is if your fence blows down in the wind, you've got to be able to go and put it back up again.
And if your computer breaks and you're working from home?
Tough tits.
Well, I'd go and talk to your MP about that, because they might be able to do something.
But to be fair, though, why should it be one rule for me and not for others that could easily introduce the same thing, only one person in? Obviously, hairdressers, you know, they'd be obviously you're very in close contact. But anything where there's like a counter and you can allow one person to go in, should be allowed to reopen. I'm hoping that that's what will happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that will.
Alternatively, I could just go out of business.
Hmm. So I should make that point to your Member of Parliament.
I will do.
Or you should ring my show tonight and we'll put it to whoever I've got on.
I could do that, actually. I haven't phoned your show in a long, long time.
Yeah, phone the show. Oh, God, excuse me. Right, I suppose we started this show, haven't we, really? Because probably nearly finishing it. Should we have a joke just to cheer people up a bit? People are still sending in jokes, and if you would like in these troubled times to send us one of your jokes, feel free. Just send it into jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and that will get us. Now, David Jones has said, don't worry, the coronavirus won't last long. It was made in China.
There we go. It's true.
I find it very difficult. They've just announced in China that it's gone up by 1,000 more that have died, apparently. For some reason, wasn't added into the figures. But I find it very difficult that only three or so thousand, isn't it, that have died in a country of billions. Here's one from Jim Cooks. It says, a suspected COVID-19 male patient is lying in bed in the hospital wearing an oxygen mask over his mouth and nose. A young student female nurse appears and gives him a partial sponge bath. "Nurse," he mumbles from behind the mask, "are my testicles black?" Embarrassed, the young nurse replies, "I don't know, sir. I'm only here to wash your upper body and feet." He struggles to ask again, "Nurse, please check me. Are my testicles black?" That's me mumbling under a mask. Concerned that he might elevate his blood pressure and heart rate from worrying about his testicles, she overcomes her embarrassment and pulls back the covers. She raises his gown, holds his manhood in one hand and his testicles gently in the other. She looks very closely and says, "There's nothing wrong with them, sir. They look fine." The man slowly pulls off his oxygen mask, smiles at her and says, very slowly, "Thank you very much. That was wonderful. Now listen very, very carefully. Are my test results back?" Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Never mind, I am laughing, but listen, there are going to be loads more jokes about the about the virus before long.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Tom Moore, let's talk about Tom Moore for a moment. I mean, what a brilliant bloke. You have to give him credit. No wonder everybody's getting behind him and giving him money. 99 years old. Well, he'll be 100 years old, I think, next week.
Yes, yeah.
And it just amazes me. I feel a bit down, and you say, "Oh, you feel a bit down." We should be ashamed of ourselves.
We should. £80 million.
I know. Now, that worries me a bit.
Well, it worries me that it might all go to the wrong place.
Well, no, it's going to an NHS part of the NHS that then decides where the money should go.
Right.
But how, I mean, you can just promise that money, can't you? And then it never gets sent.
You mean he's going to keep it?
No, I'm saying it doesn't go anywhere. The captain at all. But how many people normally, when they say, "Oh, they'll donate so-and-so and such," don't pay? Quite a lot, you know.
Oh, I see. You mean people have just pledged, but they haven't actually given their card details?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works, does it?
Isn't it? Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to find out, because, I mean, it's a remarkable amount of money to do. It went up by 1 million, over half The day yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've been checking it, it was like 16 million, and I checked it again, it was 17. I literally checked it just before going on, and it was 18 million.
Mm.
Well, let's just say a third of that doesn't get paid. That's still a lot of money.
No, yeah, absolutely right. And I think he's a marvellous guy and should be recognised in dispatches by Her Majesty.
Oh, I think he should be knighted.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea as well. But when you wrote this bit in front of me, it said 16 million.
I know. I mean, that's I only did it yesterday.
It's probably gone up even more now because it was 18 million plus when I heard. And he's going to go on and carry on doing it while people are sending him money.
Oh, yeah, it's easily going to hit a lot more than that.
20 million? Could hit 20 million.
Easily.
That is an amazing amount of money to give the NHS, and I hope it is spread out and not it won't be lost. I'm going to talk to somebody about that on my radio show tonight.
Well, if you can carry on, carry on.
Yeah, carry on, mate. You're doing a grand job, and at a time when nobody is really talking about anything positive, everybody's... damn, I've got a frog in my throat. Anyway, let's get on Tech Talk and then do questions for me. And I think we've probably then just about finished, haven't we?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You've obviously heard about this contact tracing app.
No, why would I?
Oh,
well, I don't know anything about that sort of stuff, do I?
Well, it's to do with if you're ill, then you have to specify in the app that how many people you've been in contact with. So the app then sends information to everyone's phone that you've been in contact with so that they can get themselves tested or go into isolation.
What happens if you don't? Well, that's only for people who have apps and computers.
Well, yeah, they're saying that in order for it to work, it's going to be like 80% of the population have to use it.
Yeah.
But it might be compulsory to use it.
Well, it will be free, won't it?
Of course, the app will be free. It's like an app that the government are going to be rolling out.
Yeah.
TikTok have banned messaging for under 16s.
And how are they going to check that?
That's exactly the point. You can't, because my daughter has a phone, obviously, and she uses a lot of apps, and a lot of apps ask for date of birth, so I have to change the date and lie.
Should you be doing that?
Well, you know, it's doable, so while it's doable, you might as well.
Yeah, but if you, she may not be going on to the right sort of thing.
100% trust my daughter. Apple's new iPhone, the iPhone SE, which is their sort of a budget phone. It's an iPhone 8 with an iPhone 11 speed for around 400 and odd quid.
Oh yeah,
that's a new phone coming out. I suppose it'll help them because a lot of their phones are very, very expensive.
Yeah. Well, that makes the phone I just got a very good value, doesn't it?
Your phone is very, very good value.
Mm.
5G masts, another 20 have been damaged.
Why? What is wrong with these idiots?
Including one that was serving the new Birmingham Nightingale Hospital.
Very clever. Who's the f*** with who did that?
Some idiot thinks that viruses and immunity has been damaged by 5G.
Well, it's scientifically proven that that is not the case.
Like I said last week, you've got more chance of damaging immunity standing next to a microwave oven.
Mm.
Facebook has been branded the epicentre of the coronavirus misinformation.
Well, it is. I mean, because Facebook seem not to be bothered who puts what on. Shouldn't there be some kind of necessity for companies, Facebook and others, to be very careful about who puts what on these sites?
Yes, and Facebook's response is anyone who's read, liked, or commented on any of the posts on Facebook will now get a message from Facebook directing them to the WHO website for all the fact-checking that they need.
Mm. Although you might guess that Trump doesn't like them.
Yeah, and also I've noticed as well that when it's appeared on my wall, whenever someone's posted some sort of daft conspiracy theory, it does actually clearly say that this information is incorrect.
Mm.
So Facebook is starting to do its bit. Gmail also, 18 million scam emails a day.
Blimey.
That's how much Google is blocking. 18 million a day.
That is where crime is committed now.
Mostly,
the
yeah.
old burglar that wanders down the road with a swag T-shirt on and a sack over his back hardly exist.
The last one I had was I've overpaid the DVLA.
Yeah.
How can you overpay the DVLA?
Well, you can't, but so what were they after?
I'll click here to get your refund. Give us your bank account details and we'll put all the money back in for you. So all you need to know is your worst enemy's bank account details.
Oh, that's a good idea. No, it's not. I didn't mean that. Right, okay. Any films or anything?
I watched a film called called Circle last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Netflix film.
Okay. What's it about?
50 people all standing in a circle, and you've got to vote to death until there's only one left.
And how do they die?
You all vote against who you're going to kill off first. It's all psychological. They have to talk about why they should be saved, etc. There's pregnant women, kids, old people. Obviously, the old people go first. Very, very good film from a psychological point of view.
I don't think I'll watch it.
Very, very cheap film to make, obviously.
Yeah. Very cheap.
Mm.
And you watched the quiz, did you?
I watched the quiz, yeah.
Well, I was obviously working, but what was it like?
It was actually very entertaining, obviously, first of all. So if you want to pass, I don't know, it's almost 3 hours long, as it's set over three parts, three different days, but you can watch it, obviously, on catch-up now. Yeah, it's kind of filmed in a weird way, like, is he guilty? It's not dead like he's 100% guilty, even though you sort of might think that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a lot of people said the trial didn't prove conclusively that he was guilty.
Well, appealed.
There's always been that question mark hanging over it.
Well, if you watch this film, there is definitely that question mark hanging over it. But the thing is, it's by ITV, so you would have thought they would have had a bias on it, wouldn't you?
Not allowed to, are they?
Well, they won their court case, so they should be allowed to.
They'd have to give the money back, wouldn't they?
They would, and obviously damages if they lost, yeah.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about it is there's lots of other stuff that went on in the background, like groups of people all cheating. Well, not cheating. They were just sort of like putting things in their favour, like ganging round and diverting phone calls, you know, when you phone your friend. It was going to like teams of people, etc. It's well worth the watch.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I said, have you watched anything?
I watched... what did I watch the other day? Which Code 8.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's very good.
I have seen it in the planner, and I was very tempted, but...
it's worth it.
We tend to watch films as a family now, obviously, because we're all cooped up together. So if I keep picking gangster movies, bank jobs, and that kind of thing, the family gets a bit bored.
Yeah. I watched, what was it? Pretty Woman the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Was on the TV. I haven't seen that for years and years and years. It was an excellent movie.
I think I watched that last year, believe it or not.
Really? I don't think I've ever watched it continually.
Yeah, there are a lot of films that are like that with me, and Pretty Woman was one of them. And that's why I said, yeah, okay, let's watch, because my daughter wanted to watch Pretty Woman. Because my wife had talked to her about it. And I said, I don't really want to watch that. I've already seen it. But I hadn't seen it from start to finish. So I have now. Yeah. It is a good movie.
Yeah. Let's do the questions for the whale. And then you better crack on and I better get ready to do my show tonight.
Don't you want an update on Postman Pat?
No.
Oh.
Unless you force it on me.
I could force it on you, yeah. I've noticed something a bit strange about Postman Pat. And that he's obviously works for the post office, but all the vans and vehicles are it's got a private number plate on it, like Pat 1 and Pat 2. And even the helicopter's Pat 3. And the helicopter bit's confusing me in that he lives in a small village and he delivers post by helicopter. And on top of that, they've got a sorting office where there's only him and the guy that runs the sorting office actually work for the post office. And they've got a conveyor belt with mail and parcels continuously streaming in, and he only delivers one mail a day. So where does all that post go?
Have you finished?
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep watching to obviously find out.
No, obviously, you carry on.
Why would you take a cat on a helicopter? That's just...
Look, it's a flipping kid's cartoon. Why would you even want to waste your time watching it? Why would you want to waste your time taking it seriously?
Well, if the kids are watching this, they're not getting a true idea of how a post office and a sorting office works.
Right. Well, in that case, write to Ofcom and tell them your worries and tell them you think it should be taken off the air.
Now, there's an idea.
Yeah. And I'd like to hear what their reply is.
I can do that. I'll do that.
Good. And tell me next week.
I don't think I get a reply straight away.
Oh. Well, no, I suppose they're not working, are they? Because they can not really be called essential.
I think they would argue against that.
Probably would. Anyway, right, let's do the questions, see if I can help the world with some of its problems.
Okay, right. Ian Lucy, where, if any, in brackets, is the nearest shop that's open late? Because I'm a key worker and feel a bit peed off that there's nowhere to go when I finish work.
Can't help you there. There are shops open late, aren't there?
No, most of the supermarkets close around 9, 10 now. They used to be open 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I don't know. I really don't. I never thought about it. I'm sorry I'm stumped on that. I could suggest is that you go and get someone to do your shopping for you, or maybe go before you start work.
Rob James, do you think I can get a refund on my 2020 diary?
No.
It's a bit tough tits, really, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Bassett, when are so-called journalists in... inverted commas, going to stop asking stupid questions after the daily coronavirus update? My apologies if that's unanswerable.
No, it's not unanswerable. I agree totally with you. The questions they ask are inane most of the time, and they've already been answered. So I agree with you. Why don't they shut the fuck up?
Brian Higgins, how do you think that the pandemic has changed our outlook on life itself over the last few weeks, and will it continue to change our outlook in the future?
Everything you do every day, pandemic or not, changes your outlook on life. And I would stop looking for these, thinking how it's damaging you or how it's not damaging you or how it's going to change your outlook on life. Like everything else in life, we just have to knuckle down and get through it.
Gary Turner, why is Ash sounding a bit down in the dumps this week?
Because he doesn't get to see me.
Can't you FaceTime him or something?
Oh, I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Chris Batchelor, hi James, are we a bit naive for believing the whole bat thing? Is there more going on than what we've been told?
It's always easy to think that. And there are always things going on that we're not told about, obviously, but I don't think anything particular.
Paul Gerard Merchant, if you had to pick between the two for the rest of your life, would you choose red or white wine? And does cooking with wine have an impact on your choice?
Cooking with wine doesn't really have an impact on my choice. I like both very much. I like white wine in the summer and I like red wine in the winter. So now I've moved over to white wine. And I think if I could only drink white wine or one wine, it would be white wine because I could find some quite nice, deep-bodied white wines, a little bit like... red wine. And lots of people say you can put red wine in the fridge and it's a very refreshing drink, but I've never found that to be the case.
Rob Jocelyn, if lockdown restrictions are started to be lifted in 3 weeks' time, a big if in brackets, what's the first thing either of you plan to do? Wishing you good health and thank you for your superb show.
I'm going to take a friend of mine out for a meal and then probably come back here for a hot tub and a couple of glasses of wine.
And I'm just going to try and salvage your business.
Yeah.
Richard Glynn, is the monarchy outdated? Oh, here we go. And would we be better off as a republic?
No, we wouldn't. And no, it isn't. And now piss off because I don't like Republicans listening to this.
There we are. That's all the questions. Is there anything else you
want
to
ask? Why do you always have to put one that brings me down? Republicans, fools, all of you, honestly. We are so lucky to have at the moment a royal family that has this country's best interest, a queen who's been here for longer than any other serving monarch and is still out there looking after us, her subjects. I think it's great. It means that the politicians are not completely in charge. Is that it?
Well, no, I'm just thinking about their politicians. Well, the politicians are completely in charge, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, if things got out of hand and they didn't, you know, the Queen could make decisions or whoever was the monarch could make decisions.
Do you think the army would turn towards the royal family or the politicians?
Yeah, I think they'd turn and be in support of the royal family.
I sort of kind of think you're right there.
Anyway, on that, thank you very much indeed for listening. If you want to get in touch, it's jameswellradioprogram@gmail.com, is it not?
jameswellradioprogram@gmail.com.
Oh, no, jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's about right.
Good, good, good. Thank you very much indeed. We've all got to keep our chins up. See you same time next week or nightly on Talk Radio, 7 till 10. Okay, we'll go now.
TTFN. Well,
what?
TTFN.
Yeah, and whatever, up yours too.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.